The Texas Women's Health Program still serves low-income women who would qualify for Medicaid if they became pregnant. It will cover about 110,000 women between the ages of 18 and 44 with free well women exams, basic health, and certain family planning services. Linda Edwards-Gockel is a spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission.
There is one thing that's actually been added, and that is treatment for some sexually transmitted diseases. In the past, the program only screened for them but did not provide for any treatment.
The big change is where women can go for those services. Women using the plan may not receive any health care from Planned Parenthood or any medical provider, quote, affiliated with abortion providers. The state says it identified about 20,000 women who used Planned Parenthood and will now need to find a new health care provider. Planned Parenthood says the number of women it served in the program is closer to 48,000. Planned Parenthood's Sarah Wheat says clinics will do what they can to help clients who want to stay with them.
If we cannot participate this currently in the women's health program, we're going to find some way to make sure that she gets the services that she needs.
Planned Parenthood has not abandoned the fight to provide services through the Texas Women's Health Program. One of its clients filed a lawsuit to remain a Planned Parenthood client. That trial has a hearing next week. In the meantime, the state has been recruiting doctors and clinics for its program. HHSC spokesperson Linda Edwards-Gockel says 1,000 providers have been added to the state-run women's health program.
So that makes a total of 3,500 providers statewide. And what we have found when we've started to run these numbers is that we actually have greater capacity now than we did before with the Medicaid program.
The changes that began January 1st were passed during the 2011 legislative session. Now lawmakers are heading back to Austin, and there's already talk of another look at how the Texas Women's Health Program is set up. Planned Parenthood's Sarah Wheat.
I think there's been such a broad impact that there's some serious discussions going on about whether, in fact, we should go back in and restore some of these programs.
The state's overall health care costs are expected to be a major item in the 2013 session, and legislators may have to consider not only the Texas Women's Health Program, but other services HHSC provides. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.